Joining us in the studio is a guy who never takes a holiday. He's Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center, visits with us each month in our Eastland Dental Center segment. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Mark.
Good.
Good to be here.
You got enough candy rounded up for the parade Monday?
Yeah, we passed that candy out. I mean, that's odd for a dentist.
It is. I was going to ask you about that.
Oh, thanks. Well, I don't know. It's good for the kids. And then, you know, as long as they brush and clean their teeth afterwards, fine.
We joke around here that you're trying to create business for yourself with the candy. No, dentists always tell you not to eat candy, but Eastland Dental Center is handing out candy at all the big parades every year.
Yeah, I guess good for a dentist to do that so that they kind of associate candy with dentistry and, hey, go clean your teeth after you eat it.
All right. And then, of course, you always tell kids sweets are a treat, but remember to brush and floss your teeth. Who in your office came up with that? Because it almost rhymes, but it doesn't. How long did they agonize over that?
I think it was my daughter, Lindsay.
Lindsay?
Yeah.
You've got how many daughters? Lindsay?
I've got three.
Marissa?
Marissa's the dentist in the office.
Right.
Lindsay's the
office
manager.
One that's never free to come on the show because she's doing all your work for you.
Yeah, that's right.
And who's the other daughter?
Chrissy. She's got three of our grandkids, lives 10 houses down from us. It's just wonderful.
Yeah. You're here today to talk about, and this is an interesting topic, and really if you think about it, it makes perfect sense. There's something called an oral bacteria test. It's also referred to as an oral DNA test. And you say it's one of the most important medical tests you can get, yet almost nobody provides it or offers it, and insurance doesn't cover it, to my knowledge. Why is an oral bacterial test that valuable? What are some of the things that it'll tip you off on?
Well, it is so valuable. It's new, and it's fairly new, like in the last 10 to 15 years, and that's why no one knows about it. It takes quite a while for things to get into dentistry or medicine and become mainstream. Insurance companies don't cover it. It takes an explanation to the patient to get them to value it. And most dentists really don't even know about it yet.
But you say that it's just as valuable as checking one's cholesterol.
Absolutely,
level.
Yes.
Why?
And so does the Heart Attack and Stroke Prevention Center and Cleveland Clinic. It's that important because in the British Medical Journal, one of the top four medical journals in the world, an article was published in November of 2016 by my friends Amy Donine and Brad Bale, and it shows how the oral bacteria, five certain ones, are causative of heart attacks and strokes just as much as high blood pressure or cholesterol. And yet, where they didn't used to test for cholesterol, but finally they decided that was a smart thing to do, to test for it, and then try to treat it, and then retest to be sure it was better. Well, the same thing should be done with oral bacteria, but it's new enough that people don't know about it, insurance companies don't cover it, and with that, it's an uphill battle, and yet it's the right thing to do. So some of us go ahead and take that uphill battle, and we're getting the word out. We've grown from three of us about 15 years ago starting to promote this to we'll have a meeting of our group that we helped found of over 1,000 dentists and physicians later on this year.
How long have you been providing this test?
We've been providing the test for about 5 years, when we really got the program set and our communication down, about 5 years, yeah.
And are many of your patients taking you up on the idea of having an oral bacterial test?
Some do.
And they have to pay for this out of their own pocket because insurance doesn't pay for it. What does it cost?
The vast majority, yes, and it's $150. But when you think about all of the things that the oral bacteria can do. And it just makes sense. The bacteria can go through the bloodstream from the gums and affect many other parts of your body. And it's been shown that, as I say, it's causative of heart attacks and strokes, the major killer, the major crippler that we have every bit as much as high blood pressure and cholesterol, but it also affects pregnancy, preterm birth, low birth rate babies, even fetal death, it has been shown, some of these bacteria. It can affect cancer. It can affect your lungs, rheumatoid arthritis, dementia. I did an interview with Judith McClossy from Switzerland, a video interview. It's on one of my websites, about how it affects dementia. And six spirochetes can go directly from the mouth to the brain. And she says you must control these to control dementia.
We're talking with Dr. Mike Milligan in our Eastland Dental Center segment. We speak with Dr. Mike each month. He's talking about the benefit of having an oral bacterial test done. We'll talk more about this topic, but we're going to take a break here. It's 118 at WJBC. Hey, Dr. Mike Milligan's here from Eastland Dental Center in our Eastland Dental Center segment. I'm Mark Strauss. Thanks for being here. 121 at WJBC, 83 degrees. All right, we're talking about the oral bacterial test, which you can have done at Eastland Dental Center. A lot of dentists, Dr. Mike, don't do this. How many have heard of it? I mean, does everybody in your profession know about this?
No.
Why? Don't. What's the deal on this?
So many professionals get stuck in their ways and don't do much continuing education. And if it's working, they feel, that if they think it's working. Well, you don't know what you don't know until you know it,
It's a painless test because all you do is swab somebody's mouth to get the bacteria that's in their mouth. And then what do you do with it? And tell me what you see when you look at it under the microscope.
Okay, now you're talking two different things.
Okay, I don't know what I'm talking about because I'm not the doctor.
But. You kind of do. But so there's two tests. The oral DNA test, or also provided by Haynes Diagnostics. Those are DNA bacterial testing companies. And you get a report, and I'll show it to you.
Okay? So you'll send it off.
Yeah, you take this little swab, spit and swish on that one, and you send it off, and they run it. Run the test, and you get a little report back in a few days. And so you see which of these main 11 pathogenic bacteria. You've got hundreds in your mouth.
What is pathogenic?
Disease-causing.
Okay.
Okay, bad bacteria that can harm you.
Yeah, because you've talked on this segment before that there's good bacteria and bad bacteria.
Right. Well, the pathogenic ones are the bad ones. And so... So you can see which ones you've got and approximately how many you've got of those, the level of them.
Have you ever done a test for a patient and gotten something back and said, boy, you're at risk of whatever?
Sure.
Or this says you can specifically see what's wrong with a person?
For instance, narrow it down? Yeah, you've got a list of the different bacteria. For instance, in the pregnancy, it was Fusobacterium nucleatum. And the Brugiella species.
And that told you what about the pregnancy?
That they have those bacteria in their mouth, so and they could have problems with the pregnancy because of those, so let's eradicate them.
But can you tell what kind of problems they might have with the pregnancy?
Typically, with pregnancy outcomes, it's preterm birth. The baby's born early, which creates a whole realm of problems for the baby. Low birth weight babies, which again creates a lot of problems, or even in one documented case, they know it came from the mouth, the bacteria, into the fetus, and it killed the baby at 39 weeks pregnancy. And so, but cardiovascular, so there are certain ones that are cardiovascular problems.
So they're a tip-off that you could have a heart attack.
Yes. Or a stroke.
And you can see
which
that.
Which you sure don't want.
That's
my family history.
You'd send them to a doctor maybe to get a stress test or something like that.
Yeah, sure. But you would also eradicate these. You'd put them on a office and home care protocol to get rid of the bugs in the mouth, the bacteria, these causative bacteria in the mouth. Plus, hopefully, they're with a physician who, if they've got a family history of heart disease or stroke, cardiovascular disease, hopefully they're with a physician who can help them with other risk factors like their cholesterol, high blood pressure, nutrition, exercise, et cetera.
Okay, we're just about out of time here for our Eastland Dental Center segment. If anybody wants to find out more information about this topic from you, where can they find that? Is there something on your website? Or you're going to speak at a conference about this in a few weeks, right?
With over 100 medical and dental professionals. I'll be out in Boston speaking at that.
But locally, what can people do to get more information on this?
They can give us a call at 309-663-4711. Go to our office website at eastlanddental.com, or I've got oralsystemiclink.net that I've put up for healthcare providers and public.
And you blog and write about these topics too, don't you?
And speak, yes. The other thing, we have gotten a phase contrast microscope in our office, which we can do for $10 in our office to find not these specific bacteria, but have a good idea that they are present. And so I've invested in that to help our patients move forward who the $150 test would be a problem for.
But and so the tests that you're talking about, which would be sort of a preliminary type of test, would be how much?
And an alternative test, about
$10. $10, so something anybody could afford.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
So we're trying to help these patients and trying to get the word out to the country and the world, actually, about to the public and the healthcare providers.
All right. Very interesting topic. And again, just a kind of a reinforcement of how your oral health is a great example of your overall health. Dr. Mike always talks about that when he comes in, and it's all related.